How much water are you drinking this winter? Let's talk about it on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. And if you're one of our regular listeners, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. So let's talk about water in the winter, because it is hard.
It is hard.
It is hard to keep up the water intake during the winter, you know, because we're not sweating.
Mm-hmm. And we don't feel hot.
You don't feel hot.
As often.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I don't feel the thirst in the same way. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to keep up that water intake. However,
it's just as important.
It's just as important. Okay. It's just as important. If not even more important, mainly because over time of you not drinking enough water during the winter, you will become very dehydrated, and perhaps not feel well because you're dehydrated, maybe feel nauseated. Dry skin.
A lot of people get dry skin in the winter, and it's literally attributed to not drinking enough water.
Yeah. So it's so important to continue with your water intake during the winter. Okay. And I know in the summertime, we're always pushing for more, drinking even more water, because in general, we typically tell people that a good rule of thumb is drinking half of your body weight in ounces. Mm-hmm. But then when it starts getting warm, we start telling people, hey, you should drink even more because you're sweating more. But we still stick with that rule of thumb, okay? And in the winter, if you could just stick with that rule of thumb and just try to get that amount of water in, you're going to be doing your body so many wonderful favors, okay? Because your body will love you, because your body, just because it's winter, it's still working.
It doesn't hibernate.
It's not going into a little cave. It still has a ton of different chemical, you know, processes, different, you know, your metabolism is still going. You're still detoxing. Your body is detoxing every day, constantly. Okay. There's always a ton of things going on in your body, and you need that water. Mm-hmm. You need that water to keep you hydrated, keep you flushed out. So yes, you need to drink. You need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is to get yourself a water bottle so that you can track what you're drinking. I mean, a lot of people are still drinking water from a glass, mm-hmm. you know, which can make it hard to track how much water you've had so far in the day. So you have to think of drinking water as just like any other goal that you have in your day, whether that's a goal of working out or a goal of, you know, how much rest you're getting. You have to think of drinking water as a goal. And so, you know, if your goal is half of your body weight in ounces, we always tell patients to take their body weight, divide it in half. That's how many ounces they should be drinking every day. And then to take that amount and break it out over the course of the day. So try to drink half of that before lunch and the other half of it after lunch. And one of the big tips that I give patients to start that kind of kick off that goal mm-hmm. for the day is right when they first wake up, drink a whole ton of water, like yes. right then, like yes. drink at least like
even a whole bottle.
12 to 16 ounces of yes. water as yes. soon as you get out of bed, because that's going to kickstart your system. Like a lot of patients say, oh, I have to drink my coffee in the morning to have my bowel movement. It's actually water that's going to get that system going. So as soon as your feet hit the floor, if you can drink 16 ounces of water, not only is going to get your body going, but it's also going to help you towards your day, your goal for the day.
That's right. That's right. You could start checking that off your list.
Exactly. Yes.
Actually, I mean, we both do that. And honestly, that one bottle early in the morning is such a great kickoff to the day. You know, go have a nice bowel movement.
Telling everyone your day.
That's right. Let me just go through my schedule here. I'll just let you know about my agenda. But no, you know, it just, like Tina said, it's such a great way to kick off your body, you know, get you to the bathroom. Hopefully you have a bowel movement, you know, you go, you urinate right away, getting rid of toxins that your body's been processing through the night. Because your body is working hard through the night, especially your liver, which is a huge detox, like the hugest detox organ in your body, working overtime at nighttime. So lots of water and electrolytes in your water. Electrolytes in your water will just give you that extra boost that you need.
Okay? I had a woman contact me from Vegas. She's a friend of our friend's. And when she was with her recently, she was telling her how she's been having these neck pains. And so our friend gave her some of our super salts in the water. And she gave her like a bucket of it or something. Mm-hmm. Like she gave her a bunch of it and she drank it over the course of 4 days. And she said she didn't have aches and pains anymore, but that she had also at the same time had been getting these injections. And so she didn't know what had helped, like the injections or the salts. So then she went home and she didn't have the salts anymore. And she started having the pain again. And so she went for the injections, still had the pain. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to take some ibuprofen, took ibuprofen for a couple days, still had the pain. And it just kind of hit her. She's like, oh, I'm going to try the salts, you know? So she calls up our friend and she's like, can you send me some more salts? So our friend sent her some salts. And she's like, she goes, you would not believe this, but within 4 hours of me drinking the salts, I had no more pain.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that was like the best testimonial ever. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know what is in those. She's like, but I need like 20 bottles of that. So like, I just sent her a bunch of salts today, but yeah, the super salts are just electrolytes. That's all they are. And literally your body, even in the winter, is a giant saltwater bag. And every day it's losing water, it's losing salt water. So you have to replenish those electrolytes. And drinking Gatorade and Powerade and all those electrolyte drinks, they also have a lot of junk in them.
Yeah.
Right? We talk about they reading labels.
They have the dyes, sugars. Listen, you do not need those sugars. You do not need those dyes that give the color to the Gatorade. Those are chemicals. Those are just chemicals that you're going to put into your body that now your body has to work hard to try to get them out of your system. Okay. They're not good for you. They're not good for you.
The body doesn't know what to do with them is the bottom line. And like you said, like it's got to get processed by the liver.
That's right.
And the harder your body works to eliminate chemicals and preservatives and all these things that don't belong in the body, that's not food, that the body doesn't know what to do with, the less hard it can work on keeping you well. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we try to tell people, do as clean as possible in, so your body doesn't have to work so hard to keep you healthy. And so the super salts are literally just electrolyte salts that belong in the body. And you're just replacing what you're losing. It's so, so simple.
That's right. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, where can I get those salts? Well, you can get those salts actually on our website. All right. And you can go to our website, drlizcruz.com. We have those salts. It's a container. Do we have a container here that we can show them? We're going to show you the container.
Looks like this.
That's right.
They're called super salts.
It's got a little scooper inside of it so that you can scoop up, you know, one scoop and put it in your bottle of water and drink it. And one thing is that sometimes people find it like a little too salty where they feel it's way too much for them. And so we tell them, just start out with a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right. Just do like maybe a quarter of the scoop in a bottle of water. And then start out with that. Do that. Every time you drink a bottle of water, put a quarter of a scoop and do that for about a week until you start getting used to that. And then little by little, increase it until you get up to a scoop. Mm-hmm. Okay, you will get used to it. Yeah. In fact, you get so used to it that when you drink, you know, if you're out somewhere and you ran out of your water and you need to buy a bottle of water, it doesn't taste the same because it doesn't have the salts. Yeah. And
so it's bland.
It does, yes. So you will get used to it. And it's so good for you. And so, yes, water, very important, especially in the winter, all year long, every single day. Okay. But we really wanted to make a push for keeping your water intake up to where it should be, even in the winter, even if you may not feel hot or thirsty, because it's really important. Your body needs that water to flush and to do everything that it does for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So if you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. It's free. You can do it from anywhere because it's done over the phone. And that's our gift to you. If you haven't rated our podcast, please rate us and please give us a 5 so that other people just like you can find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.